It's called the Feds Get Fit Healthy Recipe Challenge. And we asked OPM Deputy Director Christine Griffin to explain how this cross between the Food Channel and Mike Causey's federal report works.
The Feds Get Fit Cook-Off was an idea generated by the staff here at OPM as a way to advance the whole notion that we all want to be a little healthier, and here's a good way to do it. And so very creative, I think, way of including all people throughout the government to be involved in recognizing that we could all probably do a better job being a little bit healthier. I know I can.
Tell me how folks qualified to present dishes.
Well, I think it was just open to any federal employee that wanted to submit a recipe. It had to be original. It couldn't be something that you just copied out of a cookbook or anything like that. And it had to be healthy. And there really wasn't any calorie requirement or fat requirement. It was just give us a healthy recipe.
Griffin says more than 500 feds across the federal government submitted recipes for the competition. Out of those 500, the top five finalists were invited to come to OPM headquarters at 19th and E and were given approximately 2 hours to create their culinary masterpieces in the OPM cafeteria. In a bow to that famous amateur singing contest on television, the cook-off featured three celebrity judges, nutritionist and chef Robin Webb, Carla Hull, the finalist from the TV show Top Chef, and finally, former New England Patriot and local radio personality, Daryl Haley.
Well, first of all, your presentation was beautiful. I keep repeating it, but I am stealing those plates. I don't have any. I need them. So the presentation was gorgeous. The things I liked the most about it, those onions were to die from. I loved the fact that you didn't douse them in so much heat. I know that your culture does a lot of stuff with sometimes a little bit too much heat for me. So I love that. So the flavors were great.
So, Melissa, I'm just going to choose you because you're next in line. Love the soup. I love the flexibility of that soup, because I think that if somebody doesn't have those exact spices, hopefully they are inspired to use other spices so that that soup had a wide range of possibilities. And I love that you maintain some of the texture of the tomatoes and that you actually roasted the tomatoes.
I actually love these. I really did. I love these. I love the ingredients that you used to put them together. As Robin said earlier, you know, the use of the butter. But me being a person who likes to be active, I would feel very comfortable. I was joking about it, but very serious about it. Taking these out on the bike ride and using them as a source of fuel along the way.
I asked Robin Webb, who along with being a chef and nutritionist is also a cookbook author, what she thought about the Feds Get Fit Cook-Off.
Well, I think this was just a brilliant idea because obviously, as you know, people are just trying to eat healthier. But how do you create recipes that really taste good? So we went through 500 recipes in a conference room, and we boiled it all the way down to five recipes. And we weren't, you know, exactly sure how they were all going to work out, but as you can tell from today's wonderful presentation, that they all did really work out very nicely. But I think the major thing was to show that foods can still be delicious. And what all five young women did, which I love the most of all of it, was that they didn't rely on low-fat or no-fat products to produce food. They didn't make their recipe so simple that it was boring, but simple enough that anybody can execute them.
After the judging, OPM's Christine Griffin handed out awards of various types to the four runners-up and then announced the grand winner of the Feds Get Fit Cook-Off.
Last but not least, Melissa Knoll with the tomato curry soup. And Melissa, I want you to know I was overhearing some talk here and someone said, oh, we could put that soup on a menu right now at a restaurant.
Afterwards, we spoke to winner Melissa Knoll with the Social Security Administration. Melissa, tell me about your recipe that won you the top prize in the Feds Get Fit Cook-Off.
Well, it was a roasted tomato curry coconut soup with shrimp and peas. A lot of words, very descriptive title. But pretty much it was based off a recipe I used to make when I was a vegetarian, just to get a lot of flavor in without adding any meat. But for this recipe, I actually added some shrimp just to give it more body for the judges to taste. And
what made you, what inspired you to want to enter the contest?
Well, I cook every meal that I eat, and I just love cooking and cooking for people. So when I saw this come about, I was very excited about it, and I tested the recipe one more time the night before and then submitted it.
And you had to cook this today in the kitchen here at the Opium Cafeteria?
Yes, we were allowed to make a couple of elements beforehand if it was going to take longer than an hour. So I actually roasted my tomatoes beforehand, but everything else I made here.
And was this everything that you pretty much expected?
Yeah, it was really fun. I've never been in a cooking contest before, so it was really fun first experience, and everyone was really nice, and the judges were really helpful coming around talking the whole time, so it was great.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Knowles' award-winning tomato curry coconut soup with shrimp is one of the recipes that will be featured in an upcoming Feds Get Fit cookbook. At OPM headquarters in Northwest Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.